After World War II, the corporation operated 66 stores, and they had something known as the $1,000 Club. What was that about?
Well, I might even tell you my personal experience. The $1,000 Day Club means that you as a salesperson had $1,000 or more in total sales for a day. Now, in 1964, I was 16 years old. I was working in Redding Shopping Center, which was Southwest 44th and Western, which was on the south part of Oklahoma City, which is the blue-collar area and the working area, and it was a great experience for many, many reasons for me to work there. I was writing paper handwritten tickets, as we all did at that time, and the most common piece of merchandise was Levi 501 jeans, that's a button fly front, blue denim, for $4.15 a piece. Okay, if you're selling blue jeans at $4.15 a piece, to get to $1,000 worth of sales is a lot of business in one day. And I got my $1,000 day pin the Saturday before Father's Day, because that was a big shopping day. People would buy steel-toed boots. They might even be $20-some dollars. That was an enormous sale. Now, there's ways you could try and help yourself out. An employee could put his own purchases behind until payday and then could pay them later. So I probably got an extra $40 worth of stuff out of my own.
If someone came in and wanted one pair, you probably tried to hustle too.
Hey, you did everything you could to act fast. I still meet people in Oklahoma. I obviously am a statewide elected official and I get all over the state. And I'll have people come up to me and say, hey, I want you to know I still got my $1,000 day pin. Okay, that's per day. And then there was something called corn in the crib. And that was if you had $10,000 in a month. We recognized sales achievements. We had lists every month. We recognized the top stores, top salespeople. That was very much a part of the culture of the business, growth and sales. But also incentives was absolutely foundational to the company. And I want to stick with salespeople right now. We had a quota. You, based on whatever your earnings were, had a quota, then if you met that, then everything over that, you got a percent sales bonus on it. So we had some salespeople that could be making more than twice what their hourly wage was, and that's called an incentive system. Along with that, the store managers were known to receive rather modest monthly compensation or salary. But when the year was over, without them having to invest their own hard dollars in the merchandise and so forth, they could get what averaged out to be 20% of the net profit from their store. And I want to emphasize one little story that my dad said. In his years of being president, which was 1972 to 1980, there was a period of time where the number one store in the chain was McAllen, Texas. The store manager had sales of in excess of $10 million, and his net earnings in one of his fantastic years was $1 million, and he was getting 20% of that. So I don't know if I have my numbers exact or not, but his bonus was between $150,000 and $200,000. A lot of our store managers were very hardworking, honest, dedicated, intelligent people, but they may not have had the benefit of formal education. So to have somebody who didn't necessarily have a college education receiving that kind of money was phenomenal. And so business people in the downtown business community or at the Liberty Bank board would say, hey, you're the president of the company, Guy Anthony, and you've got a guy who you're paying a higher salary than you. And he said, yeah, and he's making me rich, and that's the best system that we have. So we had a phenomenal store manager bonus system. People that came to work with us from other chains knew about it, and that's why. And that's good, because we attracted people that wanted to work. They wanted to work hard. One of our things is, hey, do you want to spend your time in the store? The manager ought to stay in the store, because he had to keep his eye on the business and make things happen. So we gave them an incentive at the store sales level and at the assistant manager level and then at the store bonus level. That was foundational to the company.
And there were other innovations like Layaway.
Layaway is an important part. Now, that's maybe a little bit close to that credit that I was telling you about because it helps people to finance their purchase. But notice that that's patterned after the needs of working people that get paid maybe every other week or once a month. And they wanted to, especially for back to school, get the shopping done when they could get the sizes and get the full family outfitted. And then they'd leave it in the layaway area and could pay on it each pay period until they got it paid out. I just want to tell you there's sometimes more to these things than the average person knows. Many families would use layaway. Maybe they could have had enough cash resources to get it out all at once, but they would use layaway because they knew if they took those clothes home that the kids would start wearing them during the summer. And then first day of school, they might have holes in those blue jeans or that T-shirt or something. It was a way to work with families so that they could get their purchases, do their planning, help them with their finances. I worked the layaway counter when I was 16 years old, and I would have sometimes people that lost their work or couldn't make their payment, and they'd have to come back in and see if they could take some things out of layaway so that they could get their deposit or their initial payments back. It was a good lesson to me about how a lot of people in Oklahoma have to manage their family affairs and their finances. And I'm going to throw this in, if I may. One of the highest compliments I think I've ever received in my whole life. I told you that $4.15 is the price of Levi's at the time. There was a black gentleman that had four children. It was coming to back to school, and he didn't know the store and all the specials and this and that as much as I did, but he had $100. And he gave me the $100, and he said, I need all the clothing for these kids to get back to. And I worked hard to find them the best things. You know, sometimes you buy a package of socks, it can be a little better deal. Anyway, I lift that up because I think there were people that counted on us to help them and to assist them and to show them service. And depending on their needs and their desires, we rose to the occasion. We would have people carry their package to the car. If their car wouldn't start, we'd go get some jumper cables. Whatever people needed, we were there to help them.